Bye there.
Don't you feel your running game is really in gear right now? The stretch run?
Yeah, I think we're pleased with what we've done the last few weeks. There's certainly areas where we can improve, which we've been working hard at. The short yardage and goal line situations, we struggled a little bit in the middle of the year with it, and last week was important for us to convert a few of those, and also scored on the goal line. And the biggest thing we've always talked about is negative plays, and last week I think we had 45 carries and one negative run, and that's a good percentage for us. And as long as we can continue to do that, I think we'll be effective running the ball.
How did Buck Calder and Moreno compliment each other?
Buck's, he's a little, maybe a little faster. Got a great burst. Is playing really well right now. No Sean. He's a little bit of a slippery runner inside the tackles. A little bit more spin moves, those kind of moves. Buck gets to the edge with speed. Noshon does it kind of in a different way. But two, I would say, definitely distinctively different running styles, and that's a good thing when you can put those out there on the field and make the defense defend both.
What did Hillis do last week? What did you see out of him? And is he, maybe coming out of himself and how he ran?
He ran hard, certainly ran hard, and was really pleased to see the offense end the game, in that last 6 minutes of the game and not give the ball back to the opponent. That's going to be critical going forward. But Peyton ran hard like he always does and was productive, made some people miss, ran some people over. It was hard to bring down to the ground. All of those are good things. And he'll just continue to work hard, and when he's called upon, I'm sure he's going to go in and do what he did last week.
You guys used early in the season. I mean, you haven't had many opportunities to do it, but a closer. I think he was a lot in that role.
Yeah.
Do you like that? Is that something you'd like to have?
I think if you feel like you've got a fresh back that may be able to give the defense something a little different, Lamont and Peyton – I would say are a little bit more downhill oriented runners. In those situations, you're certainly not running sideways. Not that Buck and Noshon won't do it because they have, but we have used that before, and we'll continue to try to do whatever's best at that point in the game.
We spent so much time this week talking about records and streaks and stuff. From what you remember, does it matter? Is it really just winning that matters? It's talked about all the time. I'm sure it's talked about in Indianapolis all the time, too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's something that you're proud of. I really do. I think that they should be proud of it. There's not many teams in the history of this game that have done things like that, and I know that Indianapolis has an opportunity to do that, and they ought to be proud of where they're at and the position they put themselves in. It can be distracting if you allow it to be. I think we're all trying to do the same thing at this time of the year, though, is win this game this week, and then next week will be the same thing. They may have a little bit of a different focus from the people outside of the building, asking about how much it means for them to win them all and not have a slip up and all the rest of that stuff. But I think when you got a team like they have, it's a veteran team, great leadership, great organization. I'm sure they have their heads squarely on their shoulders, and they're not thinking about anything other than the Denver Broncos right now. And then we'll get their best shot.
Statistically, the Colts aren't running the ball like they have in the past. Is that because of the way the game's played out? Is it a change in their philosophy, do you think? Adai being hurt a little bit?
I think that, anytime you have a team that's ranked very highly in all offensive categories, which is what they are, that just tells you that they're a good offensive football team, and they choose to do it maybe a different way. I've been on teams where we've thrown the ball a lot more than run it, and I've been on teams that are more balanced. And it doesn't mean that one offense was better than the other. It's just that's what we chose to do that year. And we do that from week to week. And I think the Colts obviously are very good throwing the football, but they run the ball well when they want to. And when they need to, they've been able to do that, to close games out or finish games in the red zone or scoring the goal line or whatever it may be, they've handed the ball off to, you know, Brown or Simpson or Adai, and those guys have done a great job, and their line does a nice job too. So I think when you do multiple things well, sometimes you pick what you want to do, and you know, ultimately when it comes down to it and you have to do the other thing, you're pretty good at that too, and that's what I would categorize them as.
Most teams, most coaches have no success against the Colts, or very little. You've at least been part of, you know, obviously a lot of wins against Colts. Does that help you at all this week? Does it give your team confidence that you know how, you know, kind of the formula at least on how to beat Colts?
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy that I was a part of those teams. That, you know, we tried to go about it a certain way. I think their team changes, and your team obviously changes from year to year, so you may not be able to do the same thing over and over against them. I think the biggest thing that they do is they don't make a lot of mistakes, and if you make a lot of mistakes, then they capitalize on all of them. And so you don't have to play a perfect game, but you have to play you have to play as well as you can play in each phase, because if you have a breakdown in one phase, it might be too much to overcome. If you play well in three phases, and there's been some teams this year and in past years that certainly have played them very well, you know, then you'll be in the game. You know, they're not superhuman. They're just a really, really good football team that executes all the time for four quarters and plays hard and has a lot of great football players and great coaches.
Is Coyer's defense much different there than it was here?
I would say their defense, I know Larry's defense from here because we coached against it. It was a little bit different, yeah. I think they kind of blended what he's, you know, done in his career in the past a little bit, and then taken a lot of things that they've had a lot of success with in Indianapolis. I mean, they've been a great defense for a long time, so to change that completely probably wouldn't have been, you know, the right thing to do, and I think they kind of added to it is what I think they did. Larry certainly has a few things that he really feels strongly about and does, you know, in critical situations, and they've added those and had a lot of success with them. But I think the things that were really their bread and butter the last few years, they've continued to do those and do them at a very high level.